want to thank OCM Church for inviting us to come here today. It's an honor for us to be here on your Mission Sunday and to be able to represent Child Evangelism Fellowship, for which we are volunteers. Pastor John asked us to share with you how we came to know Christ as our Savior and how we came to get involved in this worldwide ministry. That's so dear to our hearts. We pray that you'll be blessed by and encouraged by what we say today, and how God has used us, and how God has used the ministry of CEF in such amazing ways.
I just want to say this is actually a little more of a testimony than it is a sermon, but we are basing it on the Word of God. Anyway, the story is, there was once a little girl who loved to visit her grandmother in the city and sit in the big old rocking chair on her front porch. Whenever she'd visit, Grandma would flag down the fruit and vegetable truck and that would come every day, and she would buy some cherries for her at 10 cents a pound. One day, while enjoying the rocker and the cherries, the little girl observed the poor children living in the tenement building across the street. They would play on the sidewalk with sticks and stones, and they had no toys. And the little girl's heart went out to them. She did not come from a wealthy family by any means, but she did have toys. She prayed in her heart that someday she would be rich enough to buy a dump truck and fill it with toys and go through the streets of the city, distributing them to the children. Would you like to know how God answered that prayer?
Yes.
Well, we'll more about that later.
First, we'd like to tell you the story of how we got into the ministry today, how we got here today. Neither of us grew up in a Christ-centered or Bible-centered home, but our mothers did see to it that we got some basic religious education. We were high school sweethearts. We dated for 5 years, and then we got married. We survived a rocky 3 years of marriage, and eventually finally settled into a stable marriage. And then God blessed us with two beautiful daughters, one of whom is here today.
He also led us to a marriage retreat that weekend, and where we fell in love again. And our marriage began to thrive. It was there where, for the very first time, we actually saw people that had something we didn't, a personal relationship with God. But we didn't know how to have that kind of faith. It took 7 years of seeking for that something that was missing in our lives. It turned out that something was someone. Through a series of incredible events, we came to know Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord.
Still sensing an emptiness in her life after that retreat, Ben started searching for something that would give her a further purpose. She tried craft making, painting, delving into nutrition, sewing. I even got a nice leisure suit with a matching tie on that. And then finally, dancing for exercise. She enrolled in an adult education Middle Eastern dance class at our high school. Having pursued dance as a teen, she found it very easy and she excelled at it. Well, during the next 4 years, she poured her life into it and even began teaching belly dancing. She had her own troupe and she began dancing professionally.
It was about that time that I realized that as much as I loved dancing, it was not filling that hole that was in my heart and that I only learned later that only Jesus can fill. When I began dancing professionally, I needed a Middle Eastern name. Linda wasn't going to cut it. I didn't know where to find one, and I was advised by a nightclub owner to look in the Bible. So I pulled down the big old Bible that was sitting on our mantle, our place mantle, for years, still in the wrapper my mother had given me, and I began reading. I didn't really find a very suitable name at that time, but I figured that this book has been around for about 2,000 years, so I better read it. I should read it.
So that she did. She started in Genesis with the intent to read it straight through. She found it interesting And she kept telling me what she was learning. Then I started getting worried that she would get religious. So I told her, I love you, and I have supported you in all these things that you've tried. But if you get religious, I might divorce you. That didn't deter her. It took until she got into the book of Judges that she said she began to realize that if what she was reading was true, we needed help. We began attending various churches until God led us to a Bible-believing Christ-centered church where we have been for over 40 years now. It was in the Vacation Bible School for adults that only Linda attended that truly believed that the Bible was true and that she is a sister, she is a sinner in need of grace. Witnessing her newfound hope, it wasn't long afterward that I trusted Christ as my Savior, believing that He died and rose again for my sins.
No sooner have we started attending that church that we came in contact with the ministry of CEF that we've been serving with ever since. Attendees of our church would occasionally speak for a few minutes about how they were serving the Lord in a ministry spotlight in the Sunday service. Well, one day, I heard a woman telling of having a local weekly Bible club for children, elementary age, in her home. When the service let out, I ran into another woman at the back of the church who lived two blocks from me, and I voiced my interest about what we had just heard. She felt the same. Our intrigue turned to excitement as we both expressed how we felt burdened for lost children, including our children's friends. Now, these were unchurched children who might never step or be allowed to step into a church, but might be able to attend a neighborhood Bible club. We also expressed how we would like to have a club, but we didn't think we could do it alone. Well, guess what? We decided to pray about it and do it together. So we began attending the free classes offered by Child Evangelism Fellowship, the North Jersey chapter, and CEF supported us with their excellent training, which they're known for, and through the gospel-centered materials and the fellowship and encouragement of like-minded people. Would you like to hear about that club we had?
Yes.
I have a couple of fascinating stories, but more about that later. However, I'll tell you this for now. Over the next 5 years, we had approximately 500 children enrolled.
At this point, we'd like to explain a little more about CEF itself. The guys started in 1937 when J. Irvin Overholtzer got appointed.
Oh. Maybe that slide was up there too long.
Okay.
Maybe go back to the and click on it so you see it, and then you can advance it. Does that work?
Yeah. Seems to be getting up.
There we go.
It's there. Okay. That's a blank.
There you go.
Okay. Now another blank. It's not going.
Anyway. Mr. Overholtzer, he was a country preacher who felt he was not having as much success in his ministry as he had hoped. But he came across a sermon by Charles Spurgeon that he read, where Spurgeon said, "A child of five, if properly instructed, can as truly believe and be regenerated as an adult." He didn't believe it, but he decided to test the statement by engaging with young children and presenting them with a clear presentation of the gospel. And he was excited to learn that Spurgeon was right. So that became the focus of his life, spreading the idea of having home Bible clubs for children outside the walls of a church. Now, the mission statement of CEF is Child Evangelism Fellowship is a Bible-centered worldwide organization composed of born-again believers whose purpose is to evangelize boys and girls with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, disciple them in the Word of God, and establish them in a local church for Christian living.
He keeps going backwards.
Mr. Overholtzer took this idea around the world, and at this point in time, CEF is the largest mission agency for children in the world. And there is only one country where CEF does not have an ongoing public work. And today, there are over 3,500 missionaries on staff, and they are supported by tens of thousands of volunteers like us. Last year, 300,000 people were trained to conduct over 55,000 clubs.
That's too far.
Reaching over 15,000 children with face-to-face presentation of the gospel. But wait a minute, that's a mistake. That should be 15 million children with a face-to-face presentation of the gospel.
Okay, hold on. Let's see if we can catch up a little bit. That was the quote by Spurgeon. Okay, that's the mission statement. So the evangelize boys and girls with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and disciple them in the word of God and establish them in a local church for Christian living. And then, okay, there we go. You want to go start there?
No.
Okay, just go through? Okay. All right, there were 300,000 people trained, 55,000 clubs, 15,000 children. Oh, no, that's my favorite slide. I crunched it up. 15 million children each. Okay. Okay, so that's pretty amazing. Now, CEF Bible clubs are held anywhere that children can be gathered, in homes, schools, community centers, parks. And the primary ministry of CEF is the Good News Club, which is more and more, they're more and more being held in public schools. Okay. And what better time for that to be happening than now? When CEF started and clubs were held in homes, children, you know, childhood innocence was being guarded, and children were taught the three R's, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic, and things like homemaking, personal hygiene. Contrast that to today, especially with what they're being taught by the new health education standards. Well, there's a need for this in the schools. Another core ministry is the 5-day club, which is like a traveling vacation Bible school, reaching children where they are in parks, such as backyards and recreation centers in the summertime. CEF also has a number of party club kits, which are for holding one-time clubs with themes around holidays such as Christmas, Easter, Valentine's Day, and even just fun. There's a kit for a watermelon club or an ice cream club. The most important thing is that in every club meeting, the gospel is woven through everything, right? Through the Bible lesson, the memory verse, the wonder time, exciting songs, review games, and missionary stories.
Now, CEF has two great strengths for equipping anyone who wishes to effectively work in the children's ministry, whether it be in CEF clubs, or in their church, or even with their own children. And these two strengths are comprehensive training and quality teaching materials. The comprehensive training that CEF offers includes individual classes on a wide variety of topics that run from 50 minutes to an hour and a half that can be taken online or locally in person when they're offered. CEF also offers the 30-hour college-accredited course called Teaching Children Effectively. That can be also taken online or locally. And for teens, we have something called CYIA, which stands for Christian Youth in Action. It's a summer ministry training school to train teens to serve in the 5-day clubs throughout the whole summer. And then for people who wish to go into children's ministry full-time, CEF has a 3-month extensive program in Warrenton, Missouri, called the Children's Ministries Institute. And then finally, CEF has such high-quality teaching materials that it can that are available to anybody in the ministry. These kind of materials are things that Linda fell in love with when she was doing when she does clubs, from club organization to lesson plans to visuals to scripture for the energetic music. Not like this song, which wasn't very energetic.
It wasn't energetic, but it was purple.
Anyway, materials and the clubs in general are all focused on presenting the complete gospel to every child at every meeting and giving them at every meeting, giving the unsaved child an opportunity to respond to the invitation to receive Christ and an opportunity for the, and to give encouragement for the saved children to grow.
Okay, well, to continue the story about the time my friend and I held the Good News Club for 5 years in her home, there are two instances of where we're going to apply the scripture today. Two instances where sowing with tears resulting in reaping with joy. Our daughter Jennifer, who was in third grade at the time at the Good News of the Good News Club, she came home crying one day, telling me that the girl who sits behind her was a bully. And she would frequently grab her colored markers and scribble with them until the points would fall off. It was breaking my heart to know that this girl was bullying our daughter. I wanted to handle this God's way, though, and provide a godly lesson for Jennifer. So I prayed for wisdom as to how to handle this. And that night in our devotions, the Lord brought me to Luke 6, 27 to 31, which says, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. Give to everyone who begs from you, and from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back." So what did we do? Not many, maybe this may not be the way that everyone would handle this, but I asked Jennifer what she would like to do about it in light of that scripture. And she said, she suggested that we give Allison her own set of markers. So that night we went out shopping and we came home with two new sets of markers, one for her, one for Allison. The next day, when Allison attempted to grab Jen's markers, she turned around and plopped the new set on her desk and, not very lovingly, but said, "Here." Well, Allison was stunned. And soon after that, Jen invited her to Good News Club, and she not only came, but she received Jesus as her Savior. The point of this story is that Allison was turned around. She never took Jen's markers again, and they actually became friends. Now, we lost touch with Allison over the years after elementary school. But one day I received a call from 16-year-old Allison, and she was inviting us to come to her baptism. So Jennifer and I both sowed in tears and reaped in joy.
The other great story is having to do with that first Good News Club was Katie. Katie was another one of our children's friends who came to the club and eventually responded to the invitation to receive Christ as her Savior. And she also developed a desire to go to church and asked her parents. Her parents at the time were just almost ready to get divorced. But they were surprised at that request, so they decided to take her. Through the sowing of the Word of God in Katie's life, we were able to rejoice as her whole family eventually came to faith in Christ. Her parents didn't divorce, and as a matter of fact, they became very involved and effective in marriage ministry.
Fast forward 20 years. After 7 years of marriage, our own daughter, Jennifer, left her husband for 9 months, and they were on the verge of divorce. We were heartbroken, praying incessantly, but again, God worked through incredible circumstances. By divine intervention, our daughter was connected to Katie's mom, who began to mentor her. She told me one day, "Mom, she gives me Bible homework." Well, through the Word of God that was sown in Katie's heart, and then in her mom's heart, and then in our daughter's heart, we were able to sing with joy when Jen announced one day that she would go back to her husband because she wanted to obey God. She has been happily married ever since, and we have three beautiful grandchildren as a result.
After that first Good News Club ran its course, we continued serving in CEF in various roles. But also, we're privileged to conduct another club that lasted another 5 years in the very elementary school where Linda and I attended as children. And it was in that public school where Linda felt honored as a child when it was her time to read scripture passages in class. Anybody remember being able to do that? To read the Bible in school? Well, little did we know that later, years later, she would not only be reading the Bible, but she'd be teaching the Bible in after-school reading clubs. Since then, we've been involved in...
In that school?
In that school.
In our elementary school. Yeah.
Since then, we've been involved in many other clubs, and are serving in various ways, and currently we are both serving on the local committee for the North Jersey chapter of CEF.
Now, another story. Remember the story about the little girl in the rocking chair? And her prayer? Well, that took place in Patterson around 1955, and that little girl was me. I had forgotten that prayer as the years went by, but apparently God had not. So nearly 50 years later, as I was packing bags of take-home follow-up materials and goodies that we give to the children on the first day of clubs in the Patterson Parks, which include candy and a little toy, I remembered that prayer. I was suddenly overwhelmed with the realization that even though I did not know the Lord when I prayed that as a little girl, He answered that prayer, and so much more abundantly. Not only had He given me the desire of my heart to bring toys to the children of Patterson, but also the precious word of life.
And we were even going to the Patterson Parks to conduct five-day clubs in government-run day camps. It was another amazing event that could only have been orchestrated by God because of the way it came about. It's not like we said to ourselves, why don't we start a ministry to the kids in Patterson? It didn't happen that way.
One day, I received a call from our local CEF director asking me to do something that he was not able to take on at the time. It was someone in a small church in Patterson that wanted someone to present the gospel during their VBS closing assembly. I didn't want to do it. I had never done anything like that before, you know, speaking to adults. And it was totally out of my comfort zone, and I agonized about it. But scriptures ran through my head, and like 2 Timothy 4:2 that says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. After praying about it, I kept sensing the nudging of the Holy Spirit and had a strong feeling that that's what God wanted. So using the training I had taken based on the CEF is very well known for, the wordless book, no words that tells the wonderful story of the gospel, I did it. And after the program, one of the mothers named Angie approached me to ask about that presentation I gave, and I told her it came from my CEF training. I shared a bit about CEF and Good News Clubs and five-day clubs, and then she asked if I would do a summertime five-day club in her backyard, and I did. After seeing the club, she said, you need to do this all over Patterson. So I wondered, God, how's this going to happen? Well, it just so happens that Angie was the babysitter for the director of the Parks and Recreation Department in Patterson. And she gave me his phone number and said, tell him Angie called you, so told you to call. So it turned out that the Parks Rec and the Parks and Recreation Department sponsors day camps in Patterson. I had no idea. So I called and I asked if it was possible for us to do Bible clubs in the camps. He said, sure. There it was, a ready-made mission field.
So for the past 23 summers, God has blessed us with the opportunity to have five-day clubs in the day camps of Patterson. And there's upwards of 1,500 kids in the various day camps around there, 20-some-odd locations there. So it's a rich harvest field. But anyway, the clubs are held for 1 week. Some years we've had enough volunteers to hold clubs for 2 weeks. But usually we go with 2 to 3 teams of volunteers for 1 week at least. Even though our numbers have been down since the pandemic, we reached 245,000 this year with a face-to-face presentation of the gospel. These are some of the pictures from the camps. 39 boys and girls this year indicated that they believed in Jesus for salvation for the first time, and they were counseled for assurance. We don't know how many kids over 23 years that we've been here, but it's got to be in the thousands that we've presented the gospel to. And one of the volunteers who has joined us in Patterson in recent years, in case you didn't know, is our own Pastor John. We have been so blessed to have him added to our teams. And he has developed a heart for the ministry of CTF as well. That's how we got here today.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, scripture tells us in Psalm 37:4, to delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Well, it's our desire to continue to see God work through CEF Bible Clubs. And as his people, carry the seed of the precious word of God to the children for Christ. Matthew 18:14, Jesus said, "So it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." Whether sowing the word of God or harvesting the hearts of children for Jesus, through CEF Bible Clubs, we have many times seen him answering the desires of our hearts, because they are the desires of his heart. Whether we're sowing seeds or harvesting fruit for Jesus, we rejoice. And this ministry rocks.
Well, if we piqued your interest this morning in our passion, investing in the lives of children through Bible Clubs, and would like to know more about the ministry, we'll be available downstairs in the fellowship hall after service for as long as necessary, or for the next service, to chat with you. And we have some literature down there to pick up, for you to pick up if you like. Then we invite you to look around on our website. It's cefnorthjersey.org. There you can find links to the international organization, as well as a wealth of information about exactly what goes on and what the various CEF club versions. What training resources are available, and the ministry materials that are available. And you can also find various ways you can support the local ministry of CEF of North Jersey, if you are moved to do so, by volunteering for direct club involvement, or volunteering to help out with the local committee, or by signing up to be a prayer partner and recover prayers, and trying to build our prayer ministry much greater, and of course, financially. And the last thing is, we'd like to invite you to come to our fall dinner, which is coming up this Thursday. If you'd like to just get a better sense of the flavor of CEF of North Jersey, we have an invitation card at our table downstairs if you'd like to come to that. So once again, we thank you for the opportunity to be here, and we trust you've been blessed and encouraged.